ओम शांति। आज की विषय है प्रभु के प्रिय रत्न।
The topic for today is the favorite jewel of Supreme Father, and we are all the favorite children of Baba, because Baba says, if you ask anyone, how much do you love Baba? Every single soul says that we love Baba, that's why we're here. Otherwise we wouldn't be here. But still, the favorite jewel of Father, there must be some qualifications of those jewels. Based on that, we will come to understand that really this is the favorite jewel of the Father. In the path of devotion too, even till today, it's said of Mirabai that she used to be totally immersed in the love of God. Even today, every devotee consider that how much love Mirabai had towards God. Her love was equal to that of the love of Radha. In the same way, what is the qualification through which it becomes very evident? The first thing that came to my mind while journeying was, Baba says often that their intellect will be close to Baba, and whose intellect is close to Baba, they will be victorious souls, and whose intellect is against Baba, the one who is the favorite jewel of Baba will have a divine intellect and a loveful intellect. It is said that in the world too, if you love someone, Baba gives example in the Murli of Ashik and Mashuk. The love of Ashik with Mashuk, and the love is that not of bodily love or bodily attraction, but the love is connected with that of the intellect. They are connected through the mind, and they do not remember anything apart from them, one another. One interesting thing that I came to read, it's a small story. Once, when Mashuk, one lover, was going to meet her lover, and he knocks the door, and from inside a voice came, "Who is it?" The lover said, "It's me." And from inside no voice came, and the door was not open. After some time, he knocked the door once again. From inside the voice came, "Who is it?" Then the lover said, "It's me, open the door." Then the voice did not come again. He was not able to hear the voice, nor the door was open. The third time, when he knocked the door, and from inside a voice came, "Who is it?" And from outside the voice came that, "It's you, and you, I do not exist." the one who is the favorite jewel of Supreme Father, the one indication is we will be totally immersed in Baba, that Baba is everywhere. The concept of I doesn't exist. When the concept of I or ego exists, it will create a wall between us, we and Baba. It won't allow us to combine. In the small story too, until that person said, "It's me," the door did not open. When I and you are two different persons, there will be a gap for some other to enter. I do not exist. That's why Baba says in Sakar Muli and Avyakt Muli too, dear child, completely destroy this ego or the I-ness. When we destroy the concept of I, that moment we will be immersed in Baba and our intellect will be constantly connected with Baba, that a third person, they won't be marching for third person to come. If a third person comes in our intellect, if their thoughts come in our intellect, the reason is that at times maybe that I have not destroyed that concept of me. If the concept of me exists, then there's the gap for the third person to enter. That's why it's really important to destroy this concept of me. If I do not exist, it's Baba and Baba only. Baba says this in Murli too. Dear child, Brahma Baba always said, Baba also shared his experience and said that understand that it's Baba who is making you understand, it's Baba who is giving you Srimad. The 1986 Murli that was read out, now it's the 1987 Murli, 86 Shivratri Murli, in that Baba said, Brahma Baba, after getting surrendered, Brahma Baba never used the term I. And always Baba said that Baba is making things do, it's Baba who is telling, it's Baba who is making everything run smoothly. I am just an instrument. So Brahma Baba has surrendered this concept of I. That's why Brahma Baba is the favorite child of Baba. Even today, Baba says that nobody is a favorite child like Brahma Baba. Because even now, we have not destroyed the small percentage of I-ness or me inside. That's why me and Baba is different. It should be one. In the world too, people said that the soul and the supreme soul get merged together. Merging of the soul and the supreme soul, it means that merging in love means it happens when we become equal to Baba. For that, it's really important to renew or destroy that concept of I. Baba never used the term I in any words, and similarly Mama too did not use the word I. Even when Mama goes in front of Baba, Mama did not give her suggestion. Never in the history Baba says something and Mama did not obey. That never happened. Whatever Baba said, Mama always said, yes, Baba. Mama never asked the question, how can this happen? Will it possible or not? The time is really less. It won't be possible. Mama always said, yes, Baba, and followed Baba's instruction. Once, Didi, a sister, elder sister asked Mama, Mama, that Baba has told you to do this, but it won't be possible with the time given. Mama smiled and said that, sister, doesn't Baba know this, that there's no time, the time is less? Baba told this because Baba knows it's possible. That much faith Baba, Mama had in Baba, and that much love Mama had towards Baba. So love is based on the faith that she had towards Baba. That's why Mama always said, yes, Baba. Whenever Mama says, yes, yes, Baba always helped Baba too. And that's how Mama became number one. Okay, but you'll say that you do not see Mama Baba in Sakar form, but you have seen Prakashmani Dadi. Prakashmani Dadi too. She never used the term I while talking when she had to give her suggestion. She would say that Dadi's thought is so and so. This is the feeling that Dadi is getting. This is the thought that Dadi is getting. Dadi never used the term, I, this is my suggestion, this is my view. Dadi never said that. But Dadi never showed that I am the authority. That's why today we have so much love towards Baba. Because Baba has totally destroyed this concept of I. So Baba, when he looks at other children, Baba viewed every single soul with the vision of that, of the divine love of Supreme Soul, and that good wishes constantly used to flow towards every children. Few days back, I learned that at any moment, if you get the feeling of sadness, maybe from another human being, if there is pain or sadness inside, that means there is no love. There is no love, that's why you're getting the feeling of pain and sadness. If you have love towards Baba, Brahma Baba never got the feeling of sadness or sorrow. That's why Baba says in Murli that do not cry. The one who cries is the one who is a widow, because you're getting the feeling of sorrow. If you're completely immersed in the love of God, then there won't be a feeling of sorrow, because the feeling of love is totally immersed. That person does not get the feeling of sorrow in the slightest way. Feeling of sorrow means, who is getting this feeling of sorrow? I am getting the feeling of sorrow. That means I exist. I am getting the feeling that I am there. If the feeling of I-ness is destroyed, and if I am immersed in God's love, where there is love, the feeling of love is so powerful, that Amrit is so powerful, the nectar is so powerful, even if someone wants to give you sorrow, you won't get that feeling of sorrow. It is saying that the one who is totally immersed in God's love, nobody will have the courage to give sorrow to that person. It is said of Meera Bhai that when someone gave poison to Mirabai, that got transformed into a nectar, because God's love is so much that it will convert that even the poison to nectar. If someone gives a words in the form of poison, and if I have the feeling, if I get the feeling of sorrow, that means there is love feeling, there is lack of love with God. That's why there is a gap, and in that gap you felt sorrow and pain. The vessel bowl which is filled with poison gets converted into nectar. Where there is God's love, there won't be fear too. If there is feeling of fear, then there is lack of God's love. Who is getting the feeling of fear? When it is said that the Supreme Soul with his thousand hands is with you, and you are under the canopy of the Supreme Soul with his thousand powerful hands, that individual will not get any feeling of fear. Feeling of sorrow, feeling of getting scared, scared of fear, or feeling of sorrow, this all shows that there is some scarcity in God's love. When we are immersed in God's love, then this weakness you won't feel in your life. You will be beyond all these weaknesses. And this is such a lift. God's love is such a lift which takes you beyond all these things. Why? Because you have faith. The faith is so powerful. It's so strong that nobody can shake this faith. I remember Baba's Murli. Baba says that your foot of faith should be so strong that not even Ravan nor Ravan's father should have the courage to shake that leg. So somebody asked, who is Ravan's father? So Ravan's father is Shiv Baba, because everyone's father is Shiv Baba. That means even if the Supreme Father comes, your faith should not be shaken. That means if anybody comes in your way, your faith should not be shaken. That much should be the foundation of your faith. It should be so strong. This is the indication of the jewels who are immersed in the God's love. Along with that, the one who loves someone, that person's everything you will love. You won't feel as if this person said something wrong to you. You feel as if it's easy to follow that person's words. That means Supreme Father's every single instruction. You'll be able to follow that. If you give excuses that it's not possible, it's difficult. In love, there's no concept of difficulty. One who is the favorite jewel of Supreme Father is the one who follows all the instruction from Amritvela till night. That every single instruction is possible for that soul. And that soul loves this, to follow Baba's instructions. It will be so easy, and you won't feel it as a big task or great effort. Either if there is great difficulty or there is great love. One who is immersed in great love, every instruction will become so easy. There won't be any kind of difficulty. That person won't say, it's not possible, it's difficult. That's not the way. Day before yesterday, when I was listening to the Murli by Avyat, which was read by Chandrika Didi. She said wonderful thing that Baba taught very elevated science of language. It is seen that how much love does the Supreme Soul has towards us, even after being an authority, even after giving instruction. Baba can say, you will have to do just like what I say. He can say it in a forceful way, but in love there is no force. You cannot force in love. There's freedom in love. That's why Baba, after giving instructions, Baba gives us the freedom. Baba never gives us or forces us to do things. This is the love of Supreme Father. That's why even after giving the instruction, there is freedom. In the world too, what do we do with the children? See, you have to do this. You tell your children. You use the force. What will happen then? Then the child reacts to your instructions. Because you are doing it in a forceful way. You're not giving the freedom. You give the instruction and then give a choice. You do this or do that. You can. It's your choice. Baba gives every single instruction and later gives us the freedom. This is Baba's love. Baba never uses any kind of force towards us, nor pressurizes us that you will have to do only this. Baba never pressurizes nor scares us. Baba never says, see, if you don't do this, you will come to Dharmaraj and there will be punishment. Baba never does this. In the path of devotion, this was the way. That in the home, if children does not obey, parents say that if you don't do this, you won't get the food. You won't get your favorite thing. We forcefully try to implement the things. Where there is real love, there's no force, there's no pressure. No, you forcefully make things do. So what is Baba's love? Baba's love is so simple. Even after becoming an authority, Baba does not force us. No, Baba asks us to do this, nor force us or pressurize us. Yes, definitely Baba tells the consequence of these things. But even after this, Baba says, gives us the freedom and say, whatever you want, you can do. We have love towards Baba, but in the love, in the yoga too, what do we say to Baba? Baba, please do this for me. You'll have to do this for me. We try to use our authority towards Baba too. We at times curse Baba and forces Baba. See, if you don't do this, you'll have to face the consequences. I won't do this again. We won't be remembering you even if you don't do this task for me. No. Where there is love, where when you are the favorite jewel of Baba, you understand everything, but still there should be freedom. And the embodiment of freedom, you choose the right thing. At no point there is no forcefully making things work. You cannot force others to do effort, make effort. You feel simplicity in the effort when you have selfless, pure love towards Baba. Where there is even a drop of selfishness in that love, then the love doesn't exist there. There will be selfishness in that love. And you feel difficulty in following what Baba says. And you won't be able to follow his instruction. One is that person will have a loving intellect, the person will have a faithful intellect, and you will be able to do and accept Baba's every instruction in an easy manner, and with that you will be constantly immersed in God's love. This is the favorite jewel of Baba, where there is no excuse, there is no difficulty. You do not say that this is not possible, this is possible. No, everything is possible. You can do it in a very easy and simple manner, because you have destroyed the concept of I. You have sacrificed the I-ness or the concept of me. I doesn't exist here. It's only you and you. Acha, Om Shanti.
Nayi niti palli.